Girl, are you ready to boss up?
I'm Court.
I'm Kay.
Follow us along on this new journey.
And know that you are beautiful, unique, worthy, and blessed.
And that you are you.
Now let's boss up. Hey guys.
Guys and girls.
What's
whoever's
up, y'all?
Listening.
Yes.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
I'm we are so excited. How do we sound, guys?
I know.
Let us know.
Is our new equipment.
I know.
And we're kind of excited. This is going to be a new journey to our podcast.
It's like a big step for us. Like,
right.
We started with just a little camera mic, and now we have like headphones and like the whole deal.
I feel like professional, but until we get like.
A space, yeah. That's next on our list is a space.
Mm-hmm. So a space.
Stay tuned.
Nice and comfy.
Mm-hmm.
Very girl boss up themed.
Yeah, and this will be our first YouTube channel too, like YouTube video.
Mm-hmm. Stay tuned to that. Yeah. We're filming on our GoPro right now.
You can watch us, listen to us, whichever you prefer.
Whichever you prefer, we don't mind.
Yeah. How's everyone's Christmas? We took a week off from recording because we were waiting for our new equipment.
Mm-hmm.
But
it took forever.
We had to get it figured out.
Uh-huh.
It was a learning curve.
It was.
Yeah. But I had a good Christmas.
I had a great Christmas. It was, honestly, like, I love Christmas so much, and it was, like, an interesting year because we just chilled. Like, it wasn't, like, too much and all that.
So yeah.
I had fun.
Really, we got to have breakfast together, actually.
Oh, yeah. She came over. My mom was like, we have heck of food. Bring Courtney and Billy.
So we had, like, Christmas morning breakfast, watched a little bit of football, and then we left.
But,
yeah.
It was good. It was really, really good.
It was a good day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then New Year's, too.
Oh, yeah. I don't even remember. I think I was working.
Yeah.
For New Year's.
Because I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
We played board games at home as a family and just stayed up till midnight, and then I was like, bedtime.
Right. Yeah, I think I just hung out with the family.
Yeah. It was fun. I mean.
Oh, and then I went to church for New Year's Eve, like when it hit 12 o'clock. Because I was at work. And then when it hit 12 o'clock, I went there and hung out.
Yeah.
I didn't get home till hecka late. I was so tired.
Yeah, New Year's Day, I just kind of chilled, too.
Yeah, same. I kind of just chilled. See, we're kind of boring, but, like, how?
When it comes to holidays, we like to just be with our family.
Right,
and, like,
but our humor takes it over, so.
We have a good time, still.
Mm-hmm. We have good times when we are just sitting in the house chilling, so.
I will say, though, that this year, I did not get the memo that it was, like, parents' night out. Like, it seemed like every other friend we have that's, like, you know, married and parents were like, oh, we have babysitters, we're going out, and I was just like, damn, like, we did not get the memo this year. Like, it was
like, I should have came
parents
out.
Nights out this New Year's Eve, so.
Girl, you could have
next
asked
year
me.
I know, next year I'll be on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
So sorry, Billy. Hope you better next year.
You're
planning the New Year's Eve,
right? But it's good to, like, just chill after.
And we had the kids, and
you just want to spend time with them.
Yeah,
especially New Year's. I love New Year's with my parents. I would watch the one in New York.
The ball.
Watch it go off.
Mm-hmm. All the fireworks.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I never
used to. I haven't watched that in a long, long time. They still do that?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, what's his name? One of the people that hosts, like, those talk shows. I forget which one, but he was, like, the host of, like, they do, like, a whole show, right? And he was on there, like, he got so drunk. He was, like, making a fool out of, like, Kris Jenner. Like, he was, like, asking them, like, super personal questions. It was,
oh,
like, I saw it on, like, TikTok that he was just, like, a drunk mess.
Oh.
I was like, oh, dang.
Oh,
Andy
okay.
Cohen. That's who it was. Andy Cohen, obviously.
Interesting. Haven't seen that. I gotta watch that.
Yeah, he hosted the New York ball drop thing last year. So that was pretty funny. I watched it.
I want to go to New York. I love New York.
New Year's would be the perfect time to go to New York.
Right, and it's, like, cold. Mm-hmm. I love the cold.
Still Christmassy, like, decorations-wise, but you don't have to be there for Christmas.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a good vibe.
Fun. Yeah.
It's a good vibe. That's, like, my next goal is definitely New York.
New York. Yeah.
My brother's been.
I was supposed to get a senior trip in... freaking high school, and then there wasn't enough seniors that were going to, like, the private school trip, so they canceled it, and I was like, oh. My brother 2 years later got to go on the whole trip. They do like New York, Philadelphia. They like hop.
They did that in eighth grade. I remember taking Isley to the actual like bus itself. But yeah, I wanted to go there so bad, but I was like, I'm not having my parents pay this $2,000.
Ours, we did like a fundraiser thing, and it was crazy because like the church would like do the fundraiser for it. So basically, like the church members would end up like mostly paying for the seniors that year.
Right.
And so we like raised so much money for the fundraiser, like for the trip, and then they canceled it because not enough people wanted to go, and they just kept all the money. We didn't get like any trip. Like we got really gypped out of our senior year.
Wow.
We didn't get any trip. We didn't get like a special party. No, nothing. We didn't get anything.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I remember we worked so hard to like do the fundraisers. We like were cooking
so
and
I didn't get a prom. And honestly, sorry to all the people who do proms, but like I just, it's not my thing. I don't like, I love dressing up. Don't get me wrong. I'll do that at home, but like,
yeah,
I don't like to dance because everyone be musty and smelly, like,
and just all just imagine a bunch of high schoolers like,
yeah, like
in a just in a just
gross no. Like I know I went to one. It was my freshman year, and that's the last one I ever went to because it was so bad. It smelled so bad. I was like, I was with him and I was like, get me out of here.
Oh my gosh.
I was with a heck of people and I was like, leave me. Like, I don't, no. This is my last one. And
you're like, I
mark my
never
word, that
this.
Was my last one. But my prom was supposed to be my debut. Everyone was supposed to dress like they were coming to prom. So that, and my dress looked like prom.
You still need to show me your dress.
Yeah, I never even showed you.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That was sad.
It's so sad. I was talking about
that was supposed to be my first Larson party.
Literally, and oh my gosh, y'all, the Larsons get down.
Yeah,
Larsons / Artotties, I'm on my side. Oh, yeah. We all get down.
Yeah. I mean, like, we had a lot of makeup parties, but still, that was supposed to be the
like
one.
Like, in-between parties, she sees a little bit of my family, but she doesn't know the whole shebang. Scared to show her the whole shebang.
Oh my gosh, I've seen a lot of your family. We went camping.
Oh, yeah, never like, mind, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, calm down. I've seen a lot of your family. We're good, Kayla.
Yeah, no, Courtney, we're close.
Family birthday parties, like, I've seen a lot of family.
Yeah, I always forget.
You're like, oh yeah, you were there. I'm like, yeah. I was just with Amy.
Right. Me and Courtney were not close.
No, I was like, Kayla annoys me.
Yeah, she really, at first when she met me,
it just didn't help that every time I saw you, Kayla, you were literally always in a bad mood. And you were just like yelling.
Okay,
no, it was always Amy was yelling at Kayla about something and Kayla was screaming back at Amy. And I was just like, dang, like Kayla's got a mouth on her.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but I fight my fight, y'all.
And I was always just like, I was like, dang, I'm not trying to get on her bad side. And I'm just like, I'm shy at first. Like, if I don't know you, I don't usually, like, go on conversations. Like, it takes me a while to, like, warm up. And I finally warmed up to Kayla.
Yeah.
She's okay now.
Yeah, she sure did.
I still prefer
Amy,
but...
She's like,
Amy,
I have to deal with her because... I don't mind the dog barking in the back because the neighbor's dog barks all the time. Sorry.
Oh my gosh.
Dad,
we're
in the middle. Like, it's ridiculous.
We're hoping to be in our room in the next month.
Literally, so I'm praying on that one.
Yeah, so guys, stay tuned.
We already got most of our equipment. We just gotta get some more and some like decorations.
We gotta build it a little bit and figure out what we're gonna exactly be, because we want to have like a professional setup. So it'll be fun, but it's cool because you guys get to come along on the journey.
Yeah, we're gonna film it on our YouTube channel, so stay tuned on that one.
You guys can watch us grow from these two girls that didn't know one thing about a podcast.
Literally,
not a thing. To figuring it out. Oh my gosh, Kayla, it's pretty.
Yeah.
It is poofy. I would have never guessed of you picking like that style of a dress, but it looks so good.
I didn't want this at first. I wanted something else, and then my mom came and picked that out, and
that's
it was
so pretty.
It was like ombre'd, and it was kind of cute.
Yeah.
I went to school with her. She's the one whose Instagram is
Kaylee.
Oh wait, we're exit this out.
Okay.
Because I don't know.
I could just end it. My mom picked this out.
But
yeah, Kayla, your dress is so cute.
And it was so freaking cute. I loved it.
Yeah.
The
ombre. It just looks pretty on you, like the color and everything. Do you still have it?
Mm-hmm. It's in my closet.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
You should wear it sometime.
And do what? Take pictures?
Yeah. Just be like the, you know, I almost got to wear this dress. What else have we done? Kayla did my eyebrows, guys. I have a story about this because they're still sore. I'm like, I just actually thought about it because I moved my face too much.
Oh my god.
I am a baby when it comes to pain. Like an absolute baby. Like, Kayla, if she were to pinch me right now, it would hurt for about 2 minutes. Like, I would be like, ow. Like, I'm a baby when it comes to pain. And Kayla was like, can you
please? But can have five babies. Like,
yeah,
what?
Oh, I could. This isn't going to be a whole its own podcast.
No, but for real.
I want to go over my birth story because, like, yeah, I did that all natural and, like, I could do that tomorrow if I needed to. So, yeah, we'll talk about that later. But when it comes to, like, little pain, I can't handle it. So Kayla was like, let me microblade your eyebrows. And I was like, sure. And then I started getting scared. I was kind of scared. And I think that might have something to do with it. I don't know,
but you were not numbing.
No, I wasn't numbing.
So mad.
Like, I could feel it.
I put so much numbing cream on her, you guys.
I mean, literally
some people don't. Some
could
people
feel
do.
It.
And Courtney was being a little baby.
I was.
It You're hurt not though. Good like, with pain.
No, but it did hurt.
It's not supposed to feel good. Like, well, you think a tattoo hurts, and I think it feels good. You know, like, our pain
true.
Are two different.
And I guess it is supposed to be like a tattoo.
Yeah.
Like, in a way, like, you're...
Duh, like...
yeah, guys, it's just...
There's a needle to your face,
so I'm
baby.
Supposed to feel it?
I mean, no, you're not supposed to, but the amount of numbing cream I put on you, I made you take that.
I know, the last few strokes, I was like, Kayla, she was like, you were finishing
yes,
this.
Yes, like, I'm not putting half a brow on you, bro.
Can you guys imagine if I had half a brow?
Oh, gosh.
Because Kayla had to stop because I was crying.
It would have been so bad.
Yeah, I know. I let her... I was like, I'm not having a half brow, so...
Yeah, no.
Just do what you need to do, but do it quickly.
Literally.
And, like, the last part when she was, like, shading the ends, I was like, ow, ow, ow. She wanted to slap me. I was like, I'm sorry.
I sure did.
I'm sorry. I have low...
pain tolerance.
Yeah. I really do.
But a high pain tolerance having babies.
It's just... It's like, situational.
I just don't understand.
Situational. I also burnt my hand.
Oh my god!
Really badly.
You guys, okay, so no backstory, real quick.
Oh
all
no.
right. So
oh no.
Courtney thinks whenever things come out of the oven or like the microwave that it is cold.
No, I don't
okay?
think that it's cold.
No, she just thinks she can pick it up with her bare freaking hand, you guys.
Guys.
And just burn herself because she just doesn't have any common sense.
That's not even what happened.
What happened, Courtney? Tell them.
So, my husband was off for like 2 weeks. From where Shirty knows where this is going.
Atlanta.
He was off for like it was almost 3 weeks, right? And it was like the end of the time he was off. And I was making him lunch. I was like making him a little sandwich thing on the thing. And I was like, okay, I need to toast it a little more, so I'm going to throw it in the oven to, like, get it crispy. So I threw it in the oven in the same frying pan, whatever, took it out with the pot holder, set it down, made him his plate, went and brought it to him. I ate, like, half of mine, and then I was, like, thinking in my head. I was like, oh, he gets so mad when I don't, like, rinse the dishes off immediately after, like, we're using them. He's always like, just rinse them, it's not that hard, you know? So I was, like, thinking, like, oh, shit, like, I need to rinse this pan. And I reached out, grabbed it without the pot holder, and I started my way over to the sink, and like it was like a good 2 steps in, and I was like, well, I'm not gonna drop this hot pan on my floors. I was like, it's gonna burn my floors. So I had to hold on to it while I rushed back to the
Atlanta.
Counter. And I had to keep it in ice water like for the rest of the night. Like, I had to have
she
ice on it.
She literally is blistering. Thank the Lord it was the same day I came, so I gave her some Andy.
So I'm literally having my eyes brows tattooed. My hand is
hand
on fire.
Is on
and I'm just like, ow, it all hurts.
She's like, can I have ice, Billy? Can I have ice?
Yeah, he had to keep bringing me ice because,
yeah.
Like, if it didn't have ice on it, it was burning.
Mm-hmm.
And it blistered and got so gross for a few days, and then now it's healing.
Yeah.
So that Andy helped. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're very welcome. Keep putting it on. But yeah.
That's pretty much what's been going on over here.
Yeah, I've just been like chilling. I don't know. I've been just working, trying to figure myself out still.
Yeah.
Trying to get on my mojo of the new year, you know. New year's hard having a different routine, you know what I mean? Like, I needed it, though.
And I feel like people put a lot of pressure on, like, January 1st. Like, January 1st, you have to, like, start going hard. And it's like, no, you're still allowed to, like, take time and be with your family and, like, recover. Like, you know what I mean? Because it's still the holiday time. Like, you're getting right back from Christmas and New Year's. Like, it's fine to, like, give yourself a break.
Rest, right.
But prepare, while you're resting, prepare your mindset for what you're going to start and when you're going to start. You know, have that plan. It's okay to rest. It's okay to, like, not be January 1st doing it. But know what your plan is, and while you're resting, make sure you're, you know, still working on yourself so that way you can get to that plan. But yeah, we've talked a lot about, like, our New Year's goals and, like, things that we've wanted to achieve this year, and I thought it would be cool to, like, share them on here and just kind of, like, share our goals so that way we can listen back to ourselves a year from now and go, oh my gosh, like, we wanted to do that and that and that, we did it. And, you know, maybe even achieve more than our goals. You know, we don't know. All we can do is work hard and pray and hope that we get there. But it's always good to just kind of set yourself up for success. Because if you're not planning it out and you're not going for it, it's not going to happen. And that's the truth. Like, firsthand, we've both experienced that. If you're not having an action plan for what you're going to do, it's not going to happen.
Because you need to take the action. You can say whatever, but are you doing it?
Yeah.
Are you really doing it?
Are you doing it?
You want to tell them your goals?
Yeah. So, I'll tell you guys my goals for Cotton and Court. I want to open a storefront in 2023.
Period.
And so, I know in order to do that, I need to have everything in order this year. Like, I need to be organized. I need to have my all of my paperwork up to date. I need to have all of my taxes up to date. All of my stuff in a file. All my finances, like, business finances in a row. Like, I need to save money. Like, I need to be, like, ready to go. And so, my goal this year isn't so much to blow, like, my product up. It's to, like, organize and strategize my business.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And focus on, like, making sure everything is done correctly. Because if I want to open a storefront, everything has to be, like, perfect. You can't, you know, you can't risk anything. Like, you're putting a lot of money on the line, so it's like, you have to make sure that you're not going to get screwed somehow. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm going to do this year. That's, like, my main goal. But then I also have, like, changes that in my way I sell and, like, my website that I'm going to have coming. So there's little stuff like that too, but I really want to focus on getting my business ready for a storefront.
Yeah.
That's pretty much, like, my dream. So
I can't wait for that.
I know. I'm like, I can just see the grand opening.
Yeah, because the ideas, we're not going to say too much because, you know, that's a sneak peek of her 2023 life. I can't.
Yeah, we can't disclose that.
Y'all.
It's going to be cool.
You're in for it. That's all I got to say.
It's going to be something that nobody has ever seen before.
Like, for real, like, follow Cotton.
There's not another shop out there that's going to look like me.
Yeah, you know, for real. Like, it's going to be so cool.
Can't wait.
Yeah, can't
wait. It's a dream. It's a dream, but it's going
to
happen.
Yeah. So. Bring that dream to life. Baby girl, pray about it.
What about you?
Honestly, I'm, like, in between two right now. Like, I have heck of goals for myself, and it's crazy. But my first one is, well, by, like, I want to say March, I'm going to do ombre.
I'm so excited you finally
I'm
said
like,
it.
You know, literally, like, why not? But you guys are going to have some new brows, so there's going to be combination coming, microblading and ombre, and then just regular ombre, and then I'm going to continue just doing my microblading and everything, if anybody wants that too. But yeah, I'm going to continue doing eyebrows. I want to have, I don't know, this is my goal. I want to continue, like, having my little, like, studio with my sister. Because, like, I need to, like you said, build the finances, do all of that stuff before I can ever, like, move by myself. But definitely have, like, my own, like, storefront. That would be so cute too. That's been one of my goals, but I was like, I cannot reach that anytime soon yet. Yeah. But I'm going to reach for it because I know it's on the tip of my fingers. But another one is singing, if nobody knows. I sing and I
freaking... My favorite voice.
Stop it. But I want to start making music. So, like, those are, like, two different... Literally two different freaking things to do. But, yeah. It's crazy. I don't know. I'm going to pray about that one. But I'm going to definitely be an artist one day. And you're going to listen to me while I'm still being an artist, girl.
I'm going to be your number one fan.
I know. It's you are going to be my number one fan,
I'm going to be your number one
fan. Yeah, thanks.
I'm going to be that person that's like backstage holding the sign. They're like, I love you.
You're heck of funny.
But for real, like, my favorite, my baby.
I cannot wait to start singing and doing some actual music, and just stay tuned for that. Continue to follow my Kayla Marie singing.
Yeah, and sometimes we'll tag you on the Black Bless Beauty page. Yeah. We'll tag your singing page. She is, I mean, she's like my, you're my favorite singer.
Oh, thanks. Like, don't make me cry.
No, but I could listen to her sing all day. Like, and anytime she sends me a recording or like a video of her singing, I'm just like, I need to like extract the audio and make my own CD of all the little singing songs you sang me.
I know, right?
Because, yeah.
All the time. I'm always singing.
You always make me cry when you sing too.
Oh, stop. Don't say that.
You do.
Make me cry.
No, you make me cry.
No.
You're my favorite singer.
No.
She's good, guys. Go follow her. Go listen to her. Go give her all the love because she's going to be something one day.
Yeah, period.
She's going to be up on a stage.
Wait for Kayla Marie to come out. I'm going to be still named Kayla Marie.
Mm-hmm.
So.
What are our goals for Girl Boss Up?
Oh. Mm. Mm-hmm. Are y'all ready?
Are you ready? We don't want to tell you too much, though.
Yeah, because we like to announce things. Keep it a secret.
Yeah. Because we like to want to, like, we just want to get all the fine details out. Like, I don't want to tell you everything, and then you're just
but
like,
I
want
to tell you something.
Yeah, I don't want to set the expectations.
I feel like here is our goal for Girl Boss Up. I'll kind of, like, I guess I'll do it for, like, me, and maybe this can tie in for you, and you can be like, okay, yeah, that's me too. But, like, my goal is to just continue to motivate you guys and, feed myself so I can start feeding you, because I feel like if I'm not feeding myself and lying to you about what I'm doing, I need to do it too, you know what I mean? I can't feed you like all of this positivity and all these great things that we really do in real life, and I don't want to lie. Like, I'm not a liar ever. Like, I'm the if you ever meet me, I am the most blunt person you will ever meet. I keep it straight 100. I don't care if it hurts your feelings, honestly, because that's on you, honestly, because I say it in the most respectful way possible, okay? Anything I say it in the most respectful thing possible. I just like to get my point, and I like to make it clear. Like, I'm not good with beating it around the bush. I'm not a beat around the bush person. Like, I'm straight to the gold, baby. Like, I just feel like we in Girl Boss Up are going to continue to do the things that we say that we're going to have you guys do, or, like, you know, we can't, like, motivate you guys when we're not motivating us. So just wanted to say that that's one of our goals, is just continue to feed ourselves and keep eating and all that, so we can let all you guys hear all the new things that are coming your way in our mind, because we are learning so much.
We've just, the last few months have just been, I don't know, emotional, crazy for just both of us personally together. Like, I don't know, I just feel like it's been good, though.
It's been good.
It's been a lot, though. It's a lot to process, and it's important that we do process it.
It's because it's, like, a new year. Yeah. Like, once it becomes a new year, I'm just like, whoa. Like,
it's a lot of pressure.
It is. And I'm like, I don't know what. Like, this is a whole new year. I got to start over, basically. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, that last year, it's over. Like, it's done for. Stop looking what happened in 2021, guys. This is 2022 now. Like, we are in a whole new year. Like, we need to stop. Like, I did this the first week of January, and I was dwelling still on the things that happened in 2022 or 2021, sorry. And, like, I'm like, why am I doing this to myself? Because I shouldn't be doing this. This isn't me. I know better. Like, you know,
yeah,
it's just continue to, it's a lot, push yourself out of those those little moments. Yeah, those moments, those little talks with yourself, because the only person that's really hurting you is yourself, like, for real.
No, seriously.
And you might not know it, but you are.
Yeah. My goal for Girl Boss Up this year is to get some more just togetherness with you guys.
Yeah, we have a lot. I want to meet you guys.
Yeah, we just, we want to, like, get together, have, whether it's speakers or we just do, like, a little brunch or, I don't know. I don't know what it looks like yet, but I just, I want to get everybody together.
Mm-hmm.
Because Girl Boss Up is also supporting other women, because we don't put other women down.
No.
We don't judge other women, and, like, that's, like, one of our other number one things, is we are going to support one another. And so trying to make that a get-together or meetups or however we're going to do it is going to be super fun and exciting. So
exciting. I'm so excited.
Yeah, we get to... And I want to have fun planning it. Like, I, like, maybe we talked about, like, a Halloween party, a little Christmas meetup, like, something like that where it's super fun, and but maybe we can have a point to it, like a speaker or... I don't know, a book, I don't know, something. We can, there's so many things we can do. But yeah, that's kind of where I see Girl Boss Up going this year. But to get, like, you know, me and Kayla, we're both two totally different people, but we usually think alike, and it's kind of crazy that we're on this journey together.
No, for real.
Like, it's just, it's crazy, and I wouldn't want to do it with anyone else. Kayla's cheesing at me.
You're so cute. Don't make me tear up. Oh my gosh.
No,
but
crying.
No,
we were just fighting like sisters before we started recording.
No, for Courtney's like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, nothing. I worked and I had a bad day at work today. I'm not going to speak about it, but I did. I had a bad day. And
but that's today. Tomorrow's going to be a better day,
yeah,
right?
So
hopefully, right, Kayla?
I'm a little, and I've been fasting. And I'm a little hangry.
A little hangry.
It's fine. But it's fine. I'm here for you guys, okay? It's not 12 p.m. at night.
I know. We're the things we do for you guys, okay?
A.M., I mean, not p.m. Oh. Gosh, Kayla.
I was like,
oh no.
It is p.m., Kayla.
Oh, it's 11. Mm-hmm. It's 11:14 right now.
We're recording a little late this week. We just, you know,
sorry.
We had stuff to do.
Yeah,
like, it's
we gotta
fine.
Get it done. We miss you guys. Yeah. I miss talking to you guys.
I know. I was like, we gotta record it. Like, we've had this episode on our mind for like 3 weeks
literally.
Now, almost. Like, when we recorded the last one, we started planning this one, and it's been a while. So
yeah,
we've taken our time. Like, we've talked over all of our ideas for the year. We've had like 14 conversations about new year, new us. Like,
no, for real. Like, new year, new us.
And that doesn't mean like you necessarily have to like change as a person.
Yeah.
Like, because
but like still you don't want to be the same person you were in 2021.
You want to leave
if you're not,
the crap in 2021.
Yeah, if you don't feel like you did something in 2022, like, then that would, like, I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah.
In my head right now.
Just leave.
But, like,
it's
leave
not even
it.
It's not like, even about changing yourself or whatever on January 1st. It's about leaving whatever is negative or not
all
good
of,
for you
behind.
You
like,
don't need
don't
to keep bringing it back up. You don't
like
need to keep worrying
after
about
the year,
it.
Exactly,
just
sorry.
Start over.
But, yeah, the year after
it's
the year.
It's a fresh,
like, stop.
Clean slate.
Yeah.
It's like, an excuse. It's
right.
An excuse for you
it
to
is.
Tell your brain to leave it
right
and move on. It's a fresh year.
We don't need excuses.
No.
And I had so many this becoming of January. I was like, ugh. I started 75 hard. If you guys don't know what 75 hard is, it's I don't know how to explain it, but you have 2 45-minute workouts a day. It could be walking outside. It has to be outside and inside. It could be walking outside, walking your dogs, get a little jog, I don't know. My outside one was just stretching in my garage, and outside I did some stretches because my legs hurt from the gym, and I went to the gym for, like, not 45 minutes, like an hour and a half, but, you know, I like the gym.
Yeah.
And what else?
Water.
Oh, yeah.
Your book.
A gallon of water. A book.
A progress
10
book.
Pages, but technically 5 back and forth. And then a progress picture. And no junk food. No sweets. And no alcohol. So, I start that tomorrow. Because I failed. Sorry, guys, but I got in my head too much about it. And I thought I couldn't do it. And I know I can. It sounds hard, but it really, like... I needed it because I don't ever get out of bed. And I don't know why, I'm just like always tired. There's like something wrong with me, but yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah.
God will heal me. God will heal me. Yeah. I'm good. You're but fine. Yeah, a lot has been happening, but my body wise, yeah. But I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good. I will be fine.
And you know, it's being a female, there's so many working parts to just our hormones, like, our
y'all
emotions.
Don't even
our,
understand being like, a girl.
It's just, it can be a lot. And sometimes they don't all want to get along. All your hormones or your, you know, the way you're feeling that doesn't want to get along, and you just don't feel good. And like, it happens. And sometimes you just got to get out of it a little bit, you know? And it's okay to feel like you do.
Yeah.
And you have to listen to your body when you need to rest. And you know what I mean? Like, you kind of got to take that. But yeah, you can do 75 hard.
Oh, for sure. I know I can. The gallon of water, y'all. Oh my gosh.
She was peeing
every like 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my gosh.
You were.
It was so bad.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But they say your body gets used to it, though.
Mm hmm. And I loved it. I was like, wow, like, this is actually, like, this makes me feel good. And I gained a lot of water weight because I was drinking so much water. I was like, oh my goodness. But yeah, it was freaking crazy. I loved it. But, like, I need to get back on it because I really loved it.
Yeah. Tomorrow. Well, actually, in, like, 40 minutes. Literally 40 minutes.
But yeah.
I'm like, you got 40 minutes, Kayla, go.
Right?
You can start drinking your water.
What?
In 40 minutes. It's almost midnight.
Girl, I start it tomorrow.
At midnight, it's tomorrow, Kayla. By the time you go home, it's going to be tomorrow.
I do not like drinking water before bed. I have to pee when I
I can't sleep with a full bladder. Or, like, you know, if, like, I get a full block, I wake up and I'm like, I gotta be.
Literally, I'll wake up and be like, freaking 10 minutes.
You're like a puppy.
Literally. It's so freaking annoying. But we're gonna do some fun questions.
Ooh. Do you have questions prepared for us, Kayla?
I do.
I'm excited.
Where do you find your inspiration?
Ooh. Like, for my shirts? Or for, like, my life?
Do both.
Okay.
Let's do both.
For my shirts, it's like a combo of things. Like, I, you know, I look on Pinterest or other people will post things or, like, you know, boutiques online or, you know, just like a combo of things. But most of the times, like, my designs, I get drawn up by a digital designer that I work with. And, she'll take an idea I have and she'll make it a design.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll put it on the shirt and bleach it. But, like, my, like, techniques and stuff, yeah. I'm in, like, a lot of Facebook groups and, like, you know, I pay a couple people like to teach me like tips and tricks every month, and but yeah, I get my inspiration from just numerous places.
Yeah.
And then for life, I would say I get my inspiration from my kids.
Oh, that's cute.
No, really though, like, they kind of,
that's gonna make me cry. That's really cute.
they are the reason why I do what I do, because I want to be home with them. I want to be part of their life. They like, they're interested in what I do. They like to look, you know, watch me do it, or
yeah,
you know, dude likes to ask me questions like, oh, what does that do, what does that do? So maybe one day I'll have to hire him. But yeah, my kids, I would say, is my biggest inspiration.
That's so cute.
What about you?
I feel like my biggest inspiration from my business is other, like, ombre girls I see on Instagram, like Miss Brow Babe. If none of you guys know, she's amazing. She is in Pleasanton and she is amazing. That's who I took my training from, and I love her. I get my inspiration from her. She is amazing. I always ask her questions like, hey girl, like, this is not like this, or this is not working like this. And I love that she can, like, have my back and, like, let me know, like, girl, this is what you should do,
like,
instead. Here's
team.
My right, yeah. Right. And I asked her, like,
you're not, where against can I, each other.
Right. I was, like, asking her about
I
my ombre class, and I was like, where can I, like, go? And she, like, sent me somebody, and I'm like, see, like, that's the positivity I love. Like, other boss babes, supporting other boss babes, not, like, it being a competition or at all. Like, I love that. That's amazing. That's the kind of support and love I like to be in. But, yeah, my inspiration for my life.
Mm-hmm. I know, it's so like a hard one, because it's like, that can mean so many different things, yeah. You know what I mean? It's a hard one.
Just a servant.
That's good.
Like, I don't have an inspiration, like, I just want, my inspiration is to be a servant, like, yeah. I want to serve.
You have that personality. You're like, always trying to help everybody.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good Lord.
She's like, tell me about it. She's like, tell me about it.
Yeah, for
tell
real.
Me something I like, don't know.
Tell me something.
Sorry,
I know
firsthand, because like, she's
always helping somebody. And yeah. I just feel like all the help that I do for people, I don't do for myself, and it's mm-hmm. so bad. Like, it's so bad. And all of you struggle with that. Mm-hmm. I know most of you struggle with that. Like, not giving yourself any love, like working too hard, not letting yeah. yourself sleep enough.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I have a new question for you.
Tell me.
Has your greatest fear ever come true, and what is it?
No, it hasn't.
Okay, well, what's your greatest fear?
I'm going to hell. I swear. That and heights, but I already freaking been through that, so. But yeah, I don't want to keep burning and burning. Sounds very bad.
My fear is falling.
Ooh, yeah. But I want to go skydiving, so I can't say
that. I do too, but like...
But like falling off of like a...
Edges.
Edges.
At heights.
Like the skyscraper.
Heights, yes. Like heights don't necessarily scare me. Like I can go on a high roller coaster, or I could be high up in the air, right? But the second I get close to an edge... Oh... Oh no, I have two fears, but I'm gonna finish this one. So I remember this day clearly. We were hiking with my grandpa. It uh-huh. was me and two of my brothers. I don't remember which ones, but they were younger at the time, because I was only like maybe 12. And I just remember there was like this lake, and it was like pretty dry, so it was like down
mm-hmm.
and like the water was hella low, but it was like an edge because like there was no water, and my little brothers were like running close to the edge, and I remember screaming at my grandpa like, they have got to get away from the edge, like no, like come back here, come back. I was screaming, losing my mind, and my grandpa was like, they're fine, they're like 4 feet away from the edge, and I was like freaking out because in my terms it was way too close, and I was terrified. Like I am scared
of edges. I get terrified
of that
due to when I'm like at Grizzly Peak and we go
yes.
on like, the edge.
Yeah,
I can't
no. And then
like driving the edge, that was so scary.
Oh man, no, I do not like edges. Like I'm sorry, but no.
I'm sorry,
like just
but no.
tumbling down some like just.
Yeah, it continued
no.
to fall.
That is my worst
yeah.
nightmare. Mm-hmm. My heart's racing, guys. Just thinking
you're
about
so funny.
Edges.
Oh my gosh, what's
no.
your other fear?
My other fear is of choking or people choking. Like, I don't get me wrong, I know I'm CPR certified, but just the thought of choking scares, like someone choking, like I don't know, that scares me.
Because
like they could, I mean, it's scary.
Mm-hmm.
That scares me.
Yeah, tell me about it. Your son almost did that one time.
Yes, and one time I will never forget either. My grandpa again. Grandpa. Come on.
Grandpa again.
I was probably like 12 too, 12, 13, somewhere in there. But I don't know my age, so don't. That could be Kayla's next
oh my
little
gosh.
Story.
No, for real.
No, I'm just kidding. But we were eating hot dogs. It was like a family barbecue. And we're eating hot dogs. And my grandpa started to choke. Like, he choked. He was choking, right? I was freaking out. I was screaming. I was like, should I call 911? Like, I was like, what do I do? My mom literally was giving him the Heimlich maneuver. Like, he was choking on a hot dog.
Oh, my gosh.
It scarred me. It scarred me. Absolutely scarred me. Like, every time my grandpa eats in front of me, I'm literally watching him. Like, you good, bro? I'm
oh
like, are
gosh,
you good,
grandpa?
I'm serious. He scares me because he has, like, this thing with his esophagus.
Oh.
Same with Billy, and that's what scares. I don't know why I would marry someone with the same problem that scares me. But their, like, throat closes on its own, and they can't help it, so food can get stuck there. And so, like, that's what happened. He took too big of a bite, and he was, like, chewing it, and his throat closed on him, and it got stuck there. Billy does the same thing, and it scares the crap out of me, because I'm like, you're gonna choke, and I can't Heimlich maneuver Billy. My husband,
Stop.
Guys, is a man, okay? He is a man, and there's no way that I can Heimlich maneuver his... No. That's my biggest fear.
I can't breathe. I can just picture
me trying to high five maneuver Billy. Yeah, it's not gonna work, guys.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
Oh my gosh, no, it's not. I'm terrified. I'm like, you need to get on your breathing machine because it's supposed to help relax that muscle, so it doesn't do that as often. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't listen to me. He just wants to choke. Yeah. It's all fun and games until
Billy, Courtney, if you're listening, please, like. I don't know.
He does listen to our podcast, and so you need to get the breathing machine, babe.
Yeah, get the breathing machine, Billy, please. What do you most love about yourself?
That's a hard one, because the first answer that comes to my mind is my confidence. Mm. But I also don't have confidence. I think I do sometimes, but like I also don't.
I do, but I don't. And then I'm weird. Really outside, like me talking, showing it, I'll have confidence, but within, negative. No. I'm all in my head.
Yeah.
All in my head. Same. I feel that.
So, yeah, I would say I don't know, I love my creativity. I make some pretty cool stuff sometimes, and when I make something cool, it really just makes me go like, wow, okay, yeah, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. So, that's probably mine. What's yours?
Mine would probably be my uniqueness.
You are unique.
Mm-hmm. My boldness.
I'm your realness.
My keeping a hundred, thug it outness.
Yeah, we love that.
Love that.
Yeah,
about myself just. Stay strong, but like you won't see me go through it. Mm-hmm. I will never show it.
Yeah. Very few people see real Kayla. Mm-hmm. Very, 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 like none.
No, like
a lot of none. Time, like none.
Like none, none.
All right, my turn. I'm going to pick a great one for you, Kayla. Ooh.
Are you really?
And now I'm gonna have to cut this out. Cause I don't know. I thought it said something else. Some of these are just like they're not like a real question. Mm-hmm. What makes love last? I'm just kidding.
Do not give me that question. I will give the most horrible answer possible.
Okay, I have one. If you could go anywhere right now, like right now, like get in a car, get on a plane and go there right now, where would you go and why?
Florida.
Okay, why?
I don't know. It's been my dream place to go my whole life, or New York. I don't know.
Well, Kayla, the car is bleeding outside. No, I'm just kidding.
No, like, because, like, you have to stop, so I want to stop at those other states, too.
You're like, can I just make my way from Florida way to downtown. New York?
For real.
You're like, does it work like that?
It takes, like, 3 days to get to Florida.
To drive?
Yeah. My dad drove it when he had a moving company. Mm-hmm. 3 days. They went through Texas. Remember, they got me an alligator head.
So, mm-hmm. I would go to...
But if you were flying, I want you to do that one, too.
If I was flying?
Yeah. Like, if you could take an airplane anywhere.
I would be in the Maldives.
Ooh.
Yeah. They're a group of islands off the Philippine coast.
Mm-hmm. Go to my... Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Period.
They're so gorgeous. Pretty. Yeah.
Girl, tell me about it.
Yeah. That's where I want to go.
So beautiful there.
But if it was just driving... I would drive wherever tomorrow's Morgan Wallen concert is.
Oh, and my I'd be gosh, there. Why? I knew you would say that.
Wherever it is, Morgan, I'll be there.
Billy, stop her right now. I know you're listening. Jeez, Quartz.
I would. That's where I would. That's like, I'm going. I mean, I'm going to go.
You guys don't understand how obsessed she is with this man. Morgan Wallen, I hope one day you listen to our podcast so you can see how her.
If you'd like to be a guest, Morgan, I would love nothing more than kick Kayla off for an episode and have you sit right here in
Morgan
my office.
Morgan Wallen, we're going to sing together.
Okay, that would be my dream too, is Kayla and Morgan Wallen singing together. Morgan, I'm going to need you to contact me because I need that to happen. Because it would sound beautiful.
So beautiful.
It would be perfection.
Oh, okay. Lord.
Kayla? Pick a question for us.
Who and what is the number one motivator in your life right now?
I already answered that.
Motivator. Like, speaking to you, who gives you life, baby.
Like a person?
Yeah, like...
Like a human being
that I
talk to.
My answer would be...
Okay, you answer first.
Okay, so you would see the... Where my vision is going through. My motivator right now is... Oh my gosh, what is her name? TD Jakes, Sarah Jakes... She is amazing. You read her book, Woman Resolve, right?
Evolves.
Oh, yeah. I think it is Evolves. Mm-hmm. But that book is amazing
book.
If you guys ever...
We'll put it on the Instagram and link it. But
that,
it's a good book.
I just got her Don't Settle for Safe. Mm-hmm. I'm going to read that after. And another person that is motivating me is Michael Todd. If you guys don't listen to Michael Todd, please listen to Michael Todd. He is literally amazing, and he keeps it real, bold, and clear. Like, he loves the Lord, and he has a crazy faith. But I'm reading his book, Crazy Faith, and it's amazing how... amazing he is, and the life he brings into people, it's great. I love the motivation and the confidence too, and he's very confident about who his father is and all of that, and I love that. So those are my motivators right now, and the Bible, and that's about it. Like, the ones who are actually my motivators, who are speaking life into me, so I can speak life into you guys. That's what I thought.
That's good. I like that. I was going to say Michael Todd.
Yeah.
Because I've been listening to... I, like, sit there at night and I'll just go through all his TikToks. Because, like, he, like, highlight points, like, all of his good points. And so I just, like, go through it. I'm like, that's good. That's good. That's good. That, like, they're all good. And I would say, too, I just have a lot of good friends around me right now.
Yeah.
Like, I do. I mean, you, your sister, obviously, Amy. Love you.
Love you, Amy. Your mom.
Your mom. She has this thing where she likes to randomly text people your mom, and
girl,
it's weird.
Did she do it to you today?
No, she did it to me the other day.
I was literally at work, and she said, Kayla, you won't believe what just happened. And I said, what?
That's what she
and
did
she
to us the other night.
Your mama. Yeah. I was like, Amy, you are so
annoying.
She did
that to our group chat the other night, and I was like...
It was when I was at work.
I was like, the only time you text me, Amy, is to tell me your mom.
Right.
So, your mom.
Your mom. I hope you listen to this.
Yeah, your mom. We love you, though.
Yeah, we love you. Love you,
Mama. Amy, I don't know why Amy says that.
I don't at all.
I don't know where she got that
from. Yeah, she just came up with it. Crazy.
Yeah, but I just feel like I'm in a good place, and I have a lot of good people around me, and that's very important. I feel like just for me and my personality type and just how I am, I need good people around me.
Yeah.
When I start to have bad apples around me, it's just, it's not good for me. So, yeah. But I think that was some fun questions. Should we do that on every podcast, guys?
Yeah, just ask.
Just ask
questions.
Like some random questions, some fun ones.
Yeah.
When Kayla's done her 75 hard, we could do like a do or drink or truth or dare or something.
Yes.
Like some real fun questions.
Yeah. We're going to do a truth or drink. That would be cute.
But yeah, guys,
that's another goal. Oh, and should I tell them?
What?
I feel like I told them about it last time.
Yeah.
So, like, merch is going to be coming out soon, guys. We have crazy things coming. Yeah, like, y'all ain't even ready for it. Ooh.
It's going to be cute. Like, I feel like we should put that on a sweatshirt. Y'all ain't even ready for it, because Kayla says that all the time.
No, like, literally. I say literally a lot too. I'm
we'll
so sorry.
We'll put literally
guys.
On the front, and then y'all ain't even
if you're ready for it. Literally, y'all ain't even ready for it. For real.
On true Kayla sweatshirt.
True Kayla.
No, but we have some cute plans coming, and we've pieced together a few fun things. So we just can't wait. We need to get to 100 followers on my Instagram, guys.
Yeah, so share, and then it share, will share, come.
It's going to be so cute. We're going to do a giveaway.
Yeah.
And give away some of our merch. So.
Yeah. We're going to have 3 winners. So make sure, if you are listening, please follow our Instagram at girl.bossup.
Yes.
And don't forget to follow us, subscribe to us,
so whatever you, can get
you are listening on.
Yeah.
Put us, download us, listen to us all the time. And I hope you guys are doing your 5 things.
Yes. You already know we were going to say it. One,
make
2, 3, 4, 5.
You win this year. If you didn't win last year, or even the couple weeks after last year, you still won your year. Okay. You made it through. Okay. Yeah. That's all I got to say.
Exactly.
You made it. You won it. You took lessons, not losses. So remember, just
every day's a new day. If you didn't do 5 things today, do 5 things
but
tomorrow.
But tomorrow's not guaranteed.
Mm-hmm. Do your
remember
5
that.
Things.
Yeah, do your 5 things. Push yourself a little harder than you usually do.
Mm-hmm. If you're good at 5, if you're stable at 5,
do
6.
If you have to wake up early, do
wake
it.
Wake up early. Mm-hmm. I've been getting up early the last few days.
That's because you don't have a choice. You got to take the kids to school.
Yeah, but I used to go back to bed after.
Well, I mean, Kevin don't let you do that.
Yeah, he used to. Now he doesn't. So kind of like,
okay,
we're getting
old
stuff done. Let's not get started on that.
He's getting a big boy. He's a big boy now.
Start the tears.
Yeah.
But yeah, we hope you guys have a good week.
Mm-hmm. And win your week, guys. Yeah.
And now that we have our new equipment, we'll be back on our weekly schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesdays. So we'll talk to you next week.
I hope you guys have a blessed week. Love you guys so much.
Good night. Bye.
Good night. Bye-bye.